All right, we are joined by the current leader in the clubhouse, Annie Park. Annie, 63, 8 under on the day. Just what was working so well for you?
I just hit some really good shots out there, recovered well from my bad shots, and I overall putted really well today. It was pretty solid out there. Coming down the stretch, I just wanted to beat my personal record, and I told myself to not leave this putt short, just give it a chance, and left it short. So one day, my goal every day is to try to beat my PR, so going to beat 8 under one day.
Despite that, I mean, 8 birdies on the day. Just take us through, especially that stretch from 18 on to 4. Just what was working so well in those, you know, specific holes, and were there any that like stuck out and were memorable to you?
Yeah, I think 18, I recovered well from my second shot. I kind of pulled to the left, hit an amazing third shot, had a solid putt for birdie. One, I hit a really good approach shot into the pin, had like about a foot or two. Hit a really good shot. Three, I hit amazing, a solid 7-iron, and hit another good putt. And then on 4, I kind of just leaked it a little bit to the right. It was just off of the fairway, and was trying to hit this punch cut around the tree, and kind of got lucky there. So it just clipped the branch just a touch, and had another 2-3 footer. So yeah, overall, I had some really good shots out there, and I had some really good putts. And just trying to remember the good shots.
Was there anything you took away from your opening round that you wanted to really emphasize and work on for this round and maybe even succeeded?
Yeah, I mean, my goal this week was to just focus on the good shots. Just play lightly out there. Just whether it's a good shot or a bad shot, it's still the same. Just a normal shot. So my goal was to not value the bad shots as much and value the good shots more. And that's what I've been trying to focus on this week.
Has there been anything that's clicked differently for you compared to some of the other starts you've had earlier this year?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a struggling couple tournaments and couple rounds, and you know, I just grinded, and stuck to my practice routine, and told myself that one day it's gonna click. So just trying to focus each shot one at a time out there, and just not trying to get distracted.
Just last one for me. Did seeing fellow Trojan Allison Corpuz last week kind of give you a little more any other motivation?
Yeah, it was so great to see her win last week. I turned on the TV and saw her coming down the stretch, and it was just inspiring, and also just so happy that, you know, her first win is a U.S. Women's Open champ.
Right.
So I'm so happy for her, and you know, I knew that she was having some really good rounds and good tournaments starting last year, and it was just a matter of time.
Absolutely. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up.
As far as the course goes, does it fit your game pretty well?
You know, I always say if I hit some really good shots, just fairways and greens, and putt well, any course is my course. Yep.
Any thoughts on the
Ryder Cup? Anything else?
I've been asking a lot of players about how fitness fits into their games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just staying in shape, being strong, mm-hmm. fitness like that. How active are you as far as weight training or anything else?
I've had a lot of tournaments coming down the stretch, so my number one focus is not to get injured. And I've had a bad injury coming into this year. I flared up my back again. So just trying to focus on like not overdoing it during practice, and just eating well. I think just diet is as much as important as fitness. So just trying to focus on, you know, eating healthier, and I'm having some anti-inflammatory diet here and there. Just been trying to focus on that as well.
This month, do your workout stuff kind of be off season?
Yeah, I think if I really wanted to focus on something, I probably would do it during the off season. But I mean, every morning, you know, I do my rehab and warm ups. I think warm ups are the most important for me during the tournament weeks. So just focusing on that and making sure my body's warmed up before I play is my focus.
How important is maybe weight training to getting distance off the tee and things like that?
Oh yeah, I think it's very important. You know, when I worked out a lot or the most in one of my tournament career years, I hit it the furthest, and you know, workout equals distance. So I remember that time when I would chunk a shot and just still go the distance, and I was like, I just got stronger. I guess this is very important. So yeah, I think it's very important for fitness, for distance, and for injuries.